I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There are reports today that Washington has told Yemen's president it's time for him to quietly step down. But Ali Abdullah Saleh apparently hasn't gotten the message. Today, pro-government forces in two Yemeni cities fired on protesters who were demanding Saleh's removal. We're going to speak now with the BBC's reporter in the capital, Sana, and we will not give her name for security reasons. First of all, describe for us the scene on the streets of the Yemeni capital today.
There are tens of thousands of people out in the streets here. They've been here for the last 2 months, and they are particularly angry today because over the last 2 days, there's been a fresh wave of violence against demonstrators in other parts of the country, and these protests are happening everywhere in the country. In the city of Taiz, in the city of Hodeidah, security officers fired at demonstrators using not just tear gas, but also live ammunition. And this is fueling the anger of protesters here who are saying that they are going to escalate their demonstrations.
And tell us who these demonstrators are. Are they representative of a large part of Yemeni society, or are they a vocal minority?
They are extremely representative of the larger society. It's actually a fascinating collection of people in that university square where they've been camping out. And a lot of people have been telling me, I mean, they come from all different spectrums of life here. One extraordinary thing is actually how many women are out there as well, because it's an extremely conservative society where they don't really participate in public life. And some women here have been telling me that, in a sense, the revolution has already happened in Yemen just because we're out in the streets with the men and men are actually listening to us. But the president has also been bringing out his supporters as well. And I do believe that he has some genuine support, although I also have seen very convincing evidence and have spoken to people who say that they are paid to come out to rally in his support.
If Washington does take support away from President Saleh, what would that mean, do you think, for the demonstrations? Would it imply a newly energized movement with more people or protesters backing off?
What I'm hearing from everyone is that the president has agreed, in theory, to step down. What they're working out now are the technicalities. The president doesn't want to go now. The protesters want him to go now. And they believe that with a little bit of pressure from Washington, he will go sooner than later.
That was a BBC correspondent in Sana'a. She can't be identified for security reasons.